I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It was 2 years ago this weekend that Chechen terrorists stormed school number one in Beslan, Russia. The two-day siege there left more than 300 people dead, half of them children. However, through the tears and pain, Russian Ministry's Paul Tokarczuk says the church has been mobilized.
They really took advantage to share the gospel with local society, door to door, visit them, invite them in the church facilities to help, especially unbeliever people to get rid of the grief and counseling type of work.
Next, there are billions around the world who have yet to hear the gospel, countries inaccessible to missionaries. And these are the areas where radio is most effective. HCJB World Radio's Engineering Center helps nationals establish radio stations, says Kurt Bender.
We come alongside them and help them by providing technical assistance, training in how to run a radio station, how to produce programs, and then basically we'll even go and install the stations and get them up and running.
They've designed and developed transmitters that can be carried into a country in a suitcase. Bender says this has enabled HCJB to help millions hear the gospel in more than 100 countries. And For Haiti with Love tells us that Pilgrim House Number 16 is being sponsored by the Pilgrim Lutheran Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, in memory of ministry founder Don DeHart. The project has been fraught with difficulty, including leadership challenges and builder troubles. The house has also been labor-intensive because of a retaining wall necessary to get a lot on the side of the mountain, but it is nearing completion, and the homes reinforce the love of Christ that For Haiti exhibits. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.